Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. My name is Matthew and I'm your host. I am a past executive recruiter, executive search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and founder of CandidateClub.com. How do you handle rejection? At the Job Interview Podcast, we don't want to talk about rejection, but it is a factor of the job search. Sometimes it's only after you've submitted your resume and nothing else, and other times we run into this after a couple interviews. So what's the best way to handle rejection internally and externally? So when you hear it, how do you process it yourself? And also, how do you respond to a phone call or an email or some type of notification that the company you've applied for will not be moving forward with you? This episode of the Job Interview Podcast is brought to you by CandidateClub.com. Avoid rejection by preparing for your interview at CandidateClub.com, where you will find interactive interview training, resumes, resume writing training, resume template downloads, video feedback, insider insight, and more. When I worked as an executive recruiter and also as a director of talent acquisition, I saw a pattern a couple times of a response from job candidates when I would have to let them know that they would not be moving forward or we would not be moving forward with them in the interview process. Every once in a while, I would interact with the job candidate when I would let them know that we wouldn't be moving forward. I would immediately get a response, oftentimes on the phone, of, well, it wasn't the right job for me either, or, well, I wasn't interested either, or, well, I was going to let you know that I did not want to move forward either. That's completely fair and has the potential to make me feel better because it's really hard to make those phone calls, but also didn't come across as a genuine response. I knew some of these people really wanted the job, and for whatever reason, we had made the decision that they definitely weren't the right person for the job. So is that a good response? Is that a good way to make the recruiter feel better? Or maybe it's a way to save face. No matter what the motivation behind a response like that might be, I wouldn't recommend that. It doesn't come across as professional, and most people probably aren't going to believe that. So when you get that phone call or email, here's a better way to respond to sound professional, to keep your foot in the door for other opportunities. And another aspect of this is if you liked the recruiter and the people at the company, you never know where you might run into them again later, whether it be personally or professionally. Recruiters, of course, do move from company to company, as do managers or other types of people you might have interviewed with. So you want to end on a really good, positive note. Now, the moment you get that phone call, it's going to be discouraging unless you really actually didn't want the job. Maybe you applied just to see what would happen, or it was a quick application you didn't think that much about. To me, the best response you could send would be generic, but also genuine. You say something like, "Thank you so much for your time. I really enjoyed getting to know you and your team and learning about your company. Thank you for getting back to me so quickly." That's it. It's really that simple. The longer or more drawn out your response is, the more painful it's going to be for both parties. A big mistake that people make is asking why. And sometimes I've seen this, they try and ask it in a friendly way, such as, "Hey, do you just mind giving me some feedback on why I'm not the right person for the job?" Or, "Hey, I'm hearing this a lot lately. Is there anything you can tell me as far as why you don't want to hire me?" Unfortunately, you're never going to get a truthful response to that, and it's just going to make things awkward, and the recruiter's probably going to have to come up with a lie on their feet because maybe they can't tell one the truth about something very unprofessional that might have happened during the interview, or maybe it's something very simple that someone else applied that was looking for less pay and had more direct experience to the position that they had applied for. So back to the response, sometimes you'll get an email, sometimes you'll get a phone call, many times, unfortunately, you won't hear anything at all. But again, the best way to respond to that is to say, "Thank you so much for your time. Enjoyed getting to know you, enjoyed learning about the company, and I really like the type of work that you're doing. I really appreciate you getting back to me and wish you and your company the very best." If you're on the phone, try and smile while you say this in your email. Probably don't add a smiley face unless that's really your thing, but try and sound positive. And a couple things that will do. One, it will make it seem like you're not so desperate. Not that matters at this point. You don't want to confirm for that company that you were not the right person to hire. Maybe it's your last piece of making a good impression. You don't want to seem like this is devastating and you have nothing else to do, because the type of person a company wants to hire is the type of person that has a lot of options because they're great. So for one thing, you should sound like you're going to keep moving forward and there's no problem about that, and that you have other options, even though you don't need to and shouldn't say that. Something that you can say in an email or during a phone call, if you really like the company, is, hey, if anything ever changes or any other positions ever open up, please stay in contact. We'd love to circle back with you and get you up to speed on my resume at that point. I would love the opportunity to make a difference at your company. These are simple ways to end things graciously for both you and the recruiter or the person that's making the phone call. I can tell you that for almost everyone, it's really hard to make that phone call. It was the worst part of my job. And a lot of times it's something that's out of their hands. Maybe a manager likes someone else better, someone else is better qualified. Sometimes the position just doesn't need to be filled anymore. Maybe someone internally is moving to that position, or maybe the company has changed their direction that they're going. That happened in my seat quite a couple of times where we thought we needed a position. We interviewed a couple of people and then a different solution came along. I truly hope you don't find yourself in this position, but if you do, this is the best way to respond. I've been in the seat where you have to make these calls. Be nice, be friendly, be gracious and professional. And you might just cause them to regret not moving forward with you, because it does make an impression when you stand out as someone who is kind and professional like that. Thank you for listening to the Job Interview Podcast. We will be back with more interview tips and tricks soon. Check out candidateclub.com to improve your interview and improve your career. Link to Candidate Club is in the show description. Thanks, everyone.